The WNCW Weekend Window is open, letting you know about cultural, community, and historical events around the WNCW listening region. I'm Kim Clark.
And I'm Joe Green. Riverfest by Riverlink is going on today in Asheville, North Carolina. This free event offers local music, food, beer, and the Anything That Floats parade. There's more information at riverlink.org.
This Thursday, August 18th, it's the Appalachian Sustainable Agriculture Project's Local Food Experience, offering the opportunity to sample the food and culinary traditions of the Southern Appalachian Mountains, and to meet the farmers, artisans, and businesses who are working together to localize our food system. There will be local food tastings, small dishes, and seasonal fare, plus family activities. ASAP's Local Food Experience is happening this Thursday from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the Highland Brewing Events Center in Asheville. And more information is at asapconnections.org.
The Chapman Cultural Center in Spartanburg is hosting the 10 That Changed America series. The series kicks off this Thursday during Spartanburg's Art Walk and will be a double feature beginning at 6 p.m. The two features will be 10 Parks That Changed America and 10 Towns That Changed America. The program will include panel discussion and refreshments after. Chapman Cultural Center is at 200 East St. John Street. Information at upstateforever.org.
The Sourwood Festival is taking place in downtown Black Mountain today from 9 until 8, and tomorrow from 9 to 5. There will be about 200 vendors, music, arts and crafts, bee demonstrations, and of course, honey. That's in Black Mountain today and tomorrow.
From the Mountain Gateway Museum and Historic Old Fort, North Carolina, this is History Dibs and Dabs. I'm Matt Provencia. Just outside of Hot Springs, North Carolina, you can find a waypoint that has been used by travelers for around 5,000 years. Paint Rock, as it is known, is named as such because the 107-foot-high rocky projection is covered in colors and the pictographs of ancient civilizations. Proof of its popularity as a resting place is evident in the accumulation of smoke and soot that covers the drawings. Those with a keen eye can pick out the shapes from the road below. Testing of the pigments used tells us of their 5,000-year-old origins and of the local plants that color the stone. Paint Rock is one of the best-known examples of Native American petroglyphs in North Carolina. Historians suspect that the natural hot springs are what brought so many ancient travelers to the area.
History Dibs and Dabs is produced by WNCW in association with the North Carolina Department of Natural and Cultural Resources. More about North Carolina's history, arts, nature, and culture is at ncdcr.gov.
Day Webb Farms in Mills River is holding a day-long workshop on small-scale alternative grains production for homesteaders and farmers, focusing on buckwheat, dent corn, sorghum, barley, wheat, and oats. The workshop is August 20th from 1:30 until 7 p.m. at the farm, 176 Kimsey Road in Mills River, North Carolina. More info and registration at livingwebfarms.org.
Art in the Park is happening in downtown Blowing Rock today from 10 to 5. The show features 90 artisans in handcrafted jewelry, pottery, fiber, glass, painting, photography, and more. This is one of six shows in the Art in the Park season, and it's going on today in Blowing Rock.
The summer concert series in Todd, North Carolina, continues on August 20th at Cook Park, hosted by the Todd Community Preservation Organization. The concerts are free and offer a variety of music from folk to R&B. This next concert stars the Tillers. Full schedule and lots more information about the artists performing at toddnc.org.
The Foothills Conservancy is sponsoring Erase the Waste on Johns River in Burke and Caldwell counties. Participants will float a 5-mile stretch of water where Johns River and Wilson's Creek meet. Erase the Waste on Johns River is taking place on Friday, August 26th from 8:30 to 4:30, and an RSVP is required since space is limited. More information is at foothillsconservancy.org.
On Tuesday, August 16th, the Friends and Defenders of Wildlife at Asheville Community Theater host a screening of the film Red Wolf Revival. A panel discussion follows. The event celebrates red wolves and explores what people can do to support this highly endangered species at this critically important time. The screening is held at Asheville Community Theater at 35 Walnut Street in Asheville. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Reservations are required. More at wildwnc.org.
Submissions of community public service events may be sent to Joe G at wncw.org or Kim C at wncw.org. Weekend Window is a presentation of WNCW Public Affairs and is produced by Kim Clark and Joe Green. We'll keep our eyes on the window. Have a great weekend.